We've been able to jag Gerald Ryan, and I do appreciate it most sincerely. He's out at the trials, and he has had a busy morning. But Gerald, I guess the questions oppose the barrier draw. Minari 11 and Trapeze Artist 14. They haven't sort of haven't been favourable towards you.
No, Andrew, I wish it had been like the Golden Slipper. I think they drew 2 and 4 or something. So, but anyhow.
Oh, well, what comes around, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't had a really chance to have a look at it or see what they are, but say the race maps out or plays into it. Trapeze Artist, imagine with blinkers on, he'd probably roll forward a little bit. And I think the other horse, well, we just have to have a look, see what the speed map's going to say.
Yeah, Ron said that, and I know, and I respect you haven't heard the full draw, but Paul Perry's horses, Parast and The Mission, have drawn 5 and 3 respectively. So you would think that they'll have a bit of pace going forward, that you might be able to come across with a horse like Gold Standard or something like that who's drawn 10. Minari with 11, there's been a lot of discussion at 1,400 metres. Gerald, you've been very confident that there's no issue with that.
Well, you don't know until you try them at it. But I'll picture now with the speed that could be in the race, he'd be ridden back off the speed a little bit, even from barrier 11. He was strong through the line at 1,100. He's strong through the line at 1,200 when we rode him a bit more aggressive. Until you try him at 1,400, it doesn't. You don't really know.
Understand. It's just the way that he's letting down. If Josh is just comfortable with him, he can let down really well on, well, we're going to have good weather right through the week again, aren't we?
Yeah, good. I just walked across the track then when I was at the trials. I turned the other straight there. It will be 1,800 metres, and the track's in really good order. No, nice bit of give in it at the moment. The grass is coming through, and the track should be really good. And if you can get the right cover early in the race, well, you know, we... we'll find out today if he runs 14, but no, I'm very confident he'll run 14, yeah.
And the other one, Trapeze Artist, he's not going to lack fitness.
No, well, that was the idea, you know. He's a horse that can be hard to get fit because he's such a laid-back horse and doesn't do anything unless you really make him, and that's why I went to the 1,300, up to the 1,500, and coming back to the 1,400 to have him solid going into it. His coat's come on really good. He worked nice yesterday morning for him, and he got his blinkers back on. He was up to these, you know, he was the second colt home in the Golden Slipper, and he ran third in the size. So, no, I think, you know, he's not the worst horse in the race. Stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, right? When did the blinkers, were they in the slipper?
Yes, his first time he had blinkers on was in the Black Opal.
Black Opal, okay.
Then he had them on, and I was contemplating taking him off before he ran first up in the 1,300 because he tends to get a bit keen in him, and him being a bit fresh, I ran him in him and he was too keen, so I took him off him for the going to the 1,500. I wanted to learn to settle a little bit, and so but now he's 100% fit and 2 runs under his belt on top of 2 or 3 trials. I put the blinkers back on him going to the 1,400.
Yeah. Well, you've mapped it out, and touching wood, mate, everything's just gone to plan. As Lizzie said, all of the main guns in the rows, this has been their target, and fortunately for us as viewers, mate, they've all got there at this stage, you know?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think they got there in good form, and there's no whinges about anything, so, no, I'm happy. If you want to have a whinge, I would have liked to have drawn 7 instead of 11, but doesn't matter, I can't help that, you know?
No, you'll map it out. You've done it perfectly with Josh so far, mate. Just while I've got you too, Red Excitement, how did he come through, Gerald?
Come through really well. Cleaned up his feet and only had a swim. And Sunday and Monday, had a saddle back on in this morning. He seemed quite good and bright himself. And I think, you know, we've had a real good look at the Epsom. He's got 53. He could end up 53.5. And we seriously think about going to the Epsom with him because you'll never get that weight in a handicap again.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I thought yesterday. That's why I wanted to ask. But, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens. And you told me via text earlier, mate, that Deploy's off to Melbourne, eh?
Yes, he'll go down and run in the River Clark. And if he happened to run really good in that and someone wanted to pick him up, well, he'd come home and run in the Everest. If not, we'll probably have a rest.
Mm. All right. Well, there's another one. So maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth here. So Minari, it comes down to what happens Saturday.
Yes, George has always been adamant about that, right from his first up win. He didn't want to discuss the Everest until after the Golden Rose.
Yep.
He seems to think there's a lot of other good money races for three-year-olds around. He could go in without pitching against the older seasoned sprinters, but he hasn't wavered from what he told me back in the beginning of August, that he wouldn't think about it until after the Golden Rose, and as far as I know, he hasn't. Yeah.
Righto, and deploy though, if it ran well in a Sir Rupert Clarke, there'd be a bit of timing about it. There'd be a late run, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Like I look back through his form. We've spaced his races 3 weeks apart, but three times we have won it, raced him a fortnight apart, and he's won the three times. So it's not as if he has to have his run spaced,
yep.
but. He bounced out of his last two wins really good for horses, ran records. And he was strong this morning, had a cut this morning, and actually had a bit of a blow if he's going to come on from it. So, but I have been pretty easy on him for the last 10 days. But I wouldn't give away, if anyone wanted to, I wouldn't give away, shine away from running the Everest with him, you know?
Okay. All right. Lot to unfold through the week. Thanks for taking our call, Gerald.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you, mate. Gerald Ryan there talking about those draws.